Chapter 92. Caldrosa Wynne was lying in the shadow of a huge crawl corpse. This one was shaped like a bear with scabby, pale skin, devoid of fur. She was near the crest of a hill in the Dead Domain, north of Black Barrow, or north of where Black Barrow had been. The dome had come down minutes earlier, scaring the hell out of her. From her position, she could see several hundred of the other soldiers. Most of them were Saucier-Eye, the rest were Aegon's dogs. She'd come because her husband, Toman, had, and if he was going to take a mission this dangerous, she was going with him. A low whistle trilled in the distance, and seconds later was repeated by someone closer. It was time. Caldrosa pulled the muddy bag at her feet up and opened it. She dressed slowly, carefully, trying to work blood into her stiff arms and legs. They'd been crawling and lying in muck for 2 days, and it was a wonder she could move at all. They'd blackened their armor and weapons so they wouldn't reflect sunlight, but she was still as quiet as possible. They didn't want to spoil their gambit this close to its fruition. The Imuri bows were the biggest problem. To string them, the Imuri warmed them by a fire for at least half an hour. That wasn't an option. Someone had foreseen it, though, and the archers gathered around an odd, cold Modaini magus named Antoninus Wervel. Otaru Tomaki, one of Lantano Garawashi's advisors, was in command. Caldrosa didn't know what he'd seen to make him decide they should attack now, or if he had seen anything. Tightening the last stubborn leather strap between Tomam's shoulder blades with numb fingers, she poked her head over the bear, not shrinking from its touch. Her horror at the monsters had peaked the first night. She might have gone mad if Toman hadn't lain next to her, his fingers interlaced with hers. Now, the monsters were just meat, and oddly, unstinking meat at that. The Caladoran command tent seemed almost abandoned. There were a score of rich pavilions in a rough circle, but only a half dozen guards patrolled the area, and they focused on a pavilion beside the largest one. 4 female maesters stood around it. That confirmed it for Caldrosa. It was the concubine's pavilion. The Dead Domain ended 100 paces from the pavilions. Toman and the other archers were creeping as close as they could. She knew Toman could make the shot from 200 paces, but they didn't want to take chances. Everything depended on being quick and lethal. Turning to sit against the bear, she stretched her arms and rolled her head. South of her hill, the black dust from the dome was settling in the city that had been hidden beneath Black Barrow. In the center was an expansive white castle. The city itself was at the highest point of the plain, so Caldrosa could see nothing of the battle beyond it. She pulled on her helmet and turned in time to see every guard and meister in sight tumble to the ground with arrows stuck in them. There was another whistle, and 1,000 men jumped to their feet and ran toward the pavilions. The Saucier-Eye usually shouted war cries, but now they were silent. A few stumbled and fell, with muscles cramping from their nights of exposure, but most reached the pavilions in seconds. Otaru Tomaki held up a hand with 4 fingers extended, gave a tempo, and cut. 100 Saucier-Eye ringed the pavilion that had been guarded while the others fanned out. On the count Tomaki had given, they cut through the walls of the pavilion on 4 sides simultaneously and stormed in. By the time Caldrosa arrived, maybe 5 seconds later, the 6 eunuchs inside the tent were dead, and the lone woman was ringed by wary Saucier-Eye. The woman was dark-haired, of a slender build, maybe 16. She was dressed richly and held a sword, waving it wildly. "Get away! Stay back!" she shouted. It struck Caldrosa that 100 Sarcerii were probably not the kind of rescuers a Cenarian princess would expect.
Your Highness, Caldrosa said, be calm. We're here to save you. We've come from your husband.
My husband? What madness is this? Stay back!
You're Janine Gyre, aren't you?
Caldrosa asked. The girl fit the description, but she'd never seen her.
Time, Otaru Tomaki said. We've got to go.
Janine Gyre? The girl laughed, twisting the name. That's been one of my names.
King Logan sent us. He's missed you terribly, Your Highness. You're the reason we're here,
Caldrosa said.
Logan?
Logan's dead. Their puzzled looks must have convinced her it was no trap. She went white.
Logan's alive?
The Cenarian king. Oh, gods! The sword tumbled from her fingers. She passed out. Otaru Tomaki caught her before she hit the floor. He hoisted her over a shoulder.
Good work. Easier this way. I've never seen someone actually swoon,
Antoninus Wervel said. The coal connecting his eyebrows had smudged and run from his days in the dead domain, making him look more freakish than menacing.
Very well. Are we ready?
30 seconds,
Tomaki barked. The Sarcerii, who'd held perfect order to that moment, bolted, looting every pavilion they could in a frenzy. Caldrosa counted, and every last warrior was back by 28. At 30, Antoninus Wervel extended his hands to the sky, and a blue flame whooshed out, turning green at its apex. Then they waited. A tense minute later, an answering green flare arced into the sky from the opposite side of Black Barrow.
We go east, through the dead domain, Tomaki said.
Go!